What's going on, YouTube and guys? Welcome to Lords of the Longbox presents the Cup Price Top 10 for the week ending March 11th. Man, we are already in March. Can you believe that?
We are in March. Springtime is almost here, and I think we got another couple weeks before spring break.
St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day is right around the corner.
And Easter is in March this year, which is so weird.
Yeah. Oh, it is. All right. Well, you guys, con games, since we're running low on time, we'll just do something relatively quick as I'm taking up time just doing this. Jesus. Makes me want to watch some Star Wars tonight. Damn. Yeah,
I was thinking the same thing. So good.
That was so dope. Hey, and just so you know, we read every comment you guys leave. Most of them in the live chat, but for sure after the video post and one person said, pick some more, some new music. So, I'll try to be different, differ up. I have to find a new freestyle mix. I've been playing the same three for a while now. But speaking of being the same for a while now, Miss Laura, see what's good to people.
Hi guys, welcome in. This is a good list. I don't think any of you are going to be zeroing, hopefully.
No, it's still ultimate, but there's some other ones on there.
Edge, that's possible.
Yeah. Marty, say what's good to people.
Hey, welcome everybody. As always, geeks and geeksettes, I hope you enjoy the show, which I guarantee you will. And if you don't, I guarantee your money back.
That's right, because it's free.
It's free.
This show is brought to our friends over at coverprice.com for your price guides, collection, and trends. On head over to CoverPrice and see what the top 10 is and the shaker shoe we do every Thursdays at 6 p.m. Also, a good friend of Bird City Comics, use discount code of LOTLB to 15% off anything Bird City exclusive store. Shout out to the winner. I forgot his name, but his name is Atticus something. We did the random draw on Tuesday. They're going to be getting this.
Nice.
From Bird City. They're going to get this from Karis Comics.
Oh, my favorite.
And this from our friend Michael Baker, who was in the live chat. Very nice. And you're also going to get a 6-month subscription to Cover Price. There you go. So that's not bad. That's not a bad haul for nothing. For
an that's a hell of a haul, man. That is a hell of a haul.
That is, man. All right, let's get right to it. And this is the Cover Price Top 10 for the week ending March 11th. What do we have first?
Runner-up is, Dragon Ball Z number 1 by Viz Media, published in 1998. The world lost another legend. Although Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama passed away on March 1st, his passing was only made public last week. The creator is responsible for many fond memories of battling Saiyans. Hope I said that right, Saiyans. Dragon Ball has often been referenced as the most influential manga in the past 3 decades. The hole left behind in the anime and manga world is not a small one. Fans have taken to social media to pay their respects. Others have drawn fan art in tribute. As for us comic collectors, they took the aftermarket to find a copy of Dragon Ball Z number 1, the first full appearance of Goku, Gohan, Piccolo, Bulma, and Vegeta. The first UX comic
gotta
cover.
Be careful with that last one.
Yeah, I hope so.
No, that's right. Vegeta's right.
Vegeta, yeah. The first U.S. comic cover and preview appearance of Dragon Ball was in Fantastic Press magazine number 14. The cover is fantastic, too. Now, more than ever, this book be a relic in the history of Toriyama saga. We track 15 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 139% with a high sale of $800 for CGC 9.8 and a current raw near mint fair market value of $97.
The creator passed away. Is that why people is renewed interest in Dragon Ball Z? Because I don't think there's any new developments, are there?
No, I mean,
anyway, so this just kind of adds to it.
Yeah. So, you know, just like every time an artist dies, you know, his painting goes up or something like that. Or, you know, sometimes in comic books it happens too. It's a weird kind of
way. And this is supposedly the first full appearances of all these characters, you know, Goku, Gohan, you know, and
I was never too big into Dragon Ball Z, but
me neither.
But I did see the live action.
That wasn't his first book, though, wasn't it? It was Dr. Slump.
There you go. Boom. Laura dropping knowledge.
Dropping the bomb.
But I'm pretty sure that's it because we covered this a while back, and I think that was his first published comic. So I'm curious if that's going up as well.
I don't know if you knew this. There was a little unknown live action movie of Dragon Ball Z.
There was. Good segue.
No, skip it. It was not good, man. Skip it. No, that's things people watch, so you don't have to watch. We gotta have JB come out with that one. Things that people watch, but that leaves it wide open. Things that people watch that you should or shouldn't watch, right? So, Dragon Ball Z number one, Pro Viz Media from the CGC 9.8 for $800. What do you have for number 10?
Okay, so kicking off the list, we have Edge of Spider-Verse number one, the Chad Wade Harden regular cover from this year. Of the numerous alternate reality versions of Spider-Man, Weapon 8 might be the coolest. First appearing in this book and rocking the aesthetic straight out of the 90s, the community quickly embraced Weapon 8. Through his scrap with Wolverine, sick punchlines, and bizarre eyes, this book has maintained market share despite the Ultimate Universe doing its best to bury it. We tracked 33 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 79%, with a high sale of $16 for a raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $11.
Nice.
So first appearance of Weapon 8 then, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I still think it looks like Cyclops to me. I don't know why.
It does.
Yeah. So number 10 on the list is Edge Spider-Verse. Number one, the Chad Wayne Harden regular variant. You know, I made a joke about last week. You only typically... people with three names are like serial killers. You know? John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy. Yep. Yeah. You know, it's like you never
Ted, just hear about Ted something Bundy.
Well, Ted Bundy is one of the few.
That's different. Yeah.
Yeah. We won't continue on. That's a dark path. Anyway, number 10 on the list is Edge of Spider-Verse. Number one, Raw Dog for 16 Bones. Slowly but steadily is falling off our list. All right, what if we're number 9?
Yeah, number 9, beautiful cover, by the way. Number 9 brings you Ultimate X-Men number 1, aka 1 in 25, published by Marvel in 2024. Maystorm has been garnering a ton of hype over the past few months, and it is no surprise to see her depict front and center as arguably the most recognizable face of this new band of X-Men. Though oddly, she doesn't appear in this issue. What Peach Momoko is crafting is worth paying attention to, as it different than what most collectors are used to from Marvel and DC. Fans are keeping their eyes on this book and have had a solid chance at snagging a copy from their LCS, with rumors that printing orders will be much higher than for Ultimate titles. Believe that. Wow. We tracked 42 copies, so it is a 7-day trend of 63% with a high sale of $30 for a raw copy and a current near mint fair market value of $20.
This is one of my favorite covers on the list. Too familiar with Akka's artwork, but this is, I'm really digging it, man. Kind of animation and style, animation adjacent. I don't know how to say, but
I love this. I love the style, man. Dope.
I gotta find more about this person, Akka, and what they've been doing. Ultimate X-Men number one, the Akka 1 in 25 raw dog for 30 bones. Raw. All right, but Laura said she demanded she read this one, so here you go.
hopefully you guys are following me.
You do it, lady Laura. You do it.
No, it was driving me nuts. I got off the show and I like went digging around and I posted this. So anyway,
and you posted this one. Yes, I saw it.
Good. Pearl number one from DC back in 2018. Per Variety, Amazon is adapting this badass IP about a tattoo artist who moonlights as an assassin. Brian Michael Bendis signed a first look deal with Amazon recently, and with their track record of creator involvement for adaptations, i.e. Invincible, the fan base could be in for a real treat. This previously underrated book is firmly on the radar for new and old fans, and the aftermarket reflects that. We tracked 19 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 168%, with a high sale of $90 for a CGC 9.8 and a current raw near mint fair market value of $8.
Nice. Laura, so have you read this? I mean, I know you found it, but did you actually peek in there and see what the storyline was about?
It's pretty interesting. So the chick on the cover here is Pearl Tanaka. She's like a Japanese American, but she has, I don't know, how do you say albinism?
She's an albino.
Is it albinism? I think that's how you would pronounce it.
Albinism, whatever.
Anyway, it's cool. It's a good book. I have the other cover where it's like just her face. I'm trying to remember who the artist was. I don't recall who the artist is, but I have it. Right. And I found it.
Okay. Well, look who's in the live chat. Mama's Comics, Lucy, saying hello, even though she's not going to be on the show with Bird City Comics. Look at that. She's like, screw those girls. I'd rather watch them.
What?
She has kids right now, so she's dealing with fevers and babies.
Oh, God. All right. You get better soon. All right. Number 8 on the list is Pearl. Number 1, CC 9.8 for $90. Wow. I mean, for $90 for 9.8, if you figure out, you know, just the price of pressing and shipping and everything, I mean, $90 is is pretty damn good. If you get a 9.8 modern.
Yeah, actually, it's not bad.
For under $100 because of all the costs incurred.
Yeah, it's a fair.
Getting a stab, yeah.
Alex Maleev, right. That's the cover that I have.
Yeah, Alex Maleev is dope too, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you have for number 7?
Yeah, number 7 brings you Ultimate Universe number 1, published by Marvel in 2023. A foundational issue for the new Ultimate Universe, this book has been stable and selling well. It sports cameo appearances from Maystorm and Black Panther, so it's got enough going for it. It hasn't held spotlight like some of the other Ultimate titles, but it has been a solid pivot book for those looking to break into the new Ultimate Universe without breaking the bank. We tracked 29 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 113% with a high sale of $125 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $30. There it is.
Yeah, 125 seems a little bit too high to me since I think raw copies can be garnered for much less. That's just me. Like, we just go back to the last 9.8 that was for 90, you know, it's a fine line.
Right.
Like, it's $35, but, you know, that's $35. You never know, you know what I'm saying? So, I'll probably get them when it comes out on trade because I definitely want to read it. So, Ultimate Universe number 1, CC 9.8 for $125. All right, number half for number 6.
We had this last week, right? I think.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little deja vu, like Groundhog Day up in here.
It kind of is. All right, number 6.
Groundhog Day all over again.
Here we go.
Number 1, the surprise variant from this year. This book marks the debut of Weapon 8 and the first battle with old Weapon 10. He even steals Wolverine's iconic line. The swagger and style were an immediate hit with collectors, as was this book. Marvel surprised LCS and collectors alike with this variant, sending 1 to 3 copies to comic shops. Typically, we see the surprise variants as 1 per store, but this was a welcome change of pace as more collectors have snagged a copy. We tracked 36 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 98%, with a high sale of $50 for a raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $43.
Stangle hanging in there with mammal toe and all.
That's why I was thinking. I was like,
did you say mammal toe? What was that?
No, yeah. Mammal toe. Mammals is somebody. Mammal toe is a thing. Yeah. Google it at your own discretion, by the way. Edge of Spider-Verse number 1, the surprise retail variant, Raw Dog for 50 bones, still up at 90, almost 100%. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
As always, can't be a list without this book on there.
Of course. Look at this.
Damn.
What does this bring you? Look, Spawn number 1 by Image, published in 1992. Well, hello. It's your routine Spawn number 1 entry. It's been a mainstay of our list for years, and this year is no different. It routinely is the king of the aftermarket, but warrants special highlight after a massive CGC 9.9 sale of $3,720 last week. However, that's not even the only CGC 9.9 sale this year, as others sold for $4,800 in January. For a book that is tough to get in higher grades, seeing two sell in this early this year is wild. We recorded 36 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 107%, with a high sale of $3,720 for a CGC 9.9 and a current raw near mint fair market value of $32. $32.
I mean, a 9.9 is not surprising to me simply because of just the gigantic print run that Spawn number one had. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, albeit, yeah. It wasn't off. And it's not like it's a newsstand, right? Because, you know, direct stands were, our new comic shops were all the rage in 1992. Because I remember, because I was there, I was living it. But I bought Mike. I actually had a newsstand copy that I bought. I tell the story all the time that I was coming back from drinking or going to a bar or a club somewhere, and I went to buy a pack of smokes. That's how long ago this was. I was like, give me a pack of Marlboro Reds. And then I saw Spawn number one on the spinner rack, and I go, what the hell is Spawn? I go, that's Tom McFarlane. That's why I just picked it up.
I was out of collect off and on.
I was still a condition dog. I was like growing through there. If I would have known how it was, I would have bought them all.
Do you have one now, or did you give it away?
I sold them.
Damn, Tito.
I still have one or two of those.
Yeah. I mean, do we think this book has any room to grow once we get some live action actual news or a trailer?
It's been so long. It spiked up for a little bit when there was a little news a while back, and then it kind of went back down again. But I don't ever see this book going away, even without news.
Let's say a Spawn 1 does come out, and it's a shitty movie, like 10% Rotten Tomatoes shitty movie. You're talking Morbius-level movie. I mean, does it go down then?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, you still look at Amazing Spider-Man number 101, first appearance of Morbius. That's still a key issue. That's still up there in high price, right? Spawn number one, me personally, my opinion, which, you know, don't go off it, you know, research it yourself. But Spawn number one has always been a key collector book for years. And I think that's going to maintain. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still ongoing, too. So, you never know. It's just Taj is taking his sweet, sweet time, man. Better to take a sweet time than direct it and write it himself, which he was going to do originally.
I mean,
and he was going to do it for a budget of $10 million. And we all like, what the hell?
Yeah, when the first Spawn movie came out, I think it's back in the late 90s, I think it was. I mean, that was okay. It didn't do really well in box office, but that, you know, that really didn't affect the market price for Spawn.
So basically, a 30-second spot during the Super Bowl halftime show, or during the Super Bowl, cost more than what Todd wanted to do for making this movie. I think it cost way more than $10 million for a 60-second ad on during the Super Bowl.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, sure, yeah. For sure. You're talking big. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the guys from Blumhouse were going to do it, and they can make a dollar stretch, right? They do the Conjuring films and all the other great horror films. So
yeah.
And he went to them, and they were like, all right. And then hopefully they talk some sense into him, you know, because Todd can be, how do I say this? He feels himself just a wee bit. You know what I'm saying? It's all those guys. I mean, you know, Rob Liefeld. Jim Lee is probably the most humble, but I heard it's like humble boast most of the time with Jim Lee as well.
Okay.
So, all right, we have for number four.
All right, moving on. Number four, we have Ultimate X-Men number one.
Oh, shit.
The Peach Momoko.
I love it.
I mean, do we have time? I think we should, in honor of our friends of Aegis Comics of Alaska, shuttering their doors. And the name Peach Momoko has been invoked, so therefore.
Yes.
Hey, guys. It's Lou here, your out-of-shape comic book collector, and I'm welcoming you to another episode of What to Put in Your Box.
Oh man, you're not gonna believe this, dude. Your book came back a 9.8.
A 9.8 karate kick! Hey guys, it's Comic Lou here, and this is another episode of our top 10, where the comics we talk about, ironically, are on my eBay store. And I'm here joined by the comic sensei from Alaska himself, Kevin.
What's up, guys? We got our top 10 books. This is on our top 10 here. It's Peach Momoko.
Peach Momoko!
Want to take a look?
I love Peach Momoko. I love
Peach Momoko. Dude, it's my book. Dude, stop! It's my book! Dude, stop!
Man, I'm T-Ho from Lords of the Short Box. Screw that guy, British style. Yo, DJ Curse Words, kick it.
First things first, I say all the words inside of me. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things are.
Man, what the fuck is that?
Shout out to our friends Amy and Lou at Age Comics of Alaska. Truly some two great people and what they did for the community. If you ever get a chance to reach out to them to say, yeah, you know, say, hey, how you guys doing? You know, how you guys holding up? They had to close their comic book store and up in Alaska. So Ultimate X-Men number one, the Peach Momoko variant, Raw Dog, 15 bones. All right.
Here we go.
And more, wash, rinse, repeat. There we go.
I like this one though. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Number three brings you Ultimate Black Panther number one by Stefano Caselli. This is the regular cover published by Marvel in 2024. The launch of the Ultimate Universe has been a staggering success. Spider-Man got the ball rolling, and then came this book, introducing the new Ultimate Black Panther and keeping the momentum going. Week after week, there was a flurry of sales. Constant social media threads tracking the book, and healthy aftermarket chatter. That's begun to slow. Some are more copies inevitably reach the hands of eager collectors. Some will opt to retain it on their personal collection, leading to less copies trading overall. Still, what this book has achieved is phenomenal. We tracked 50 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 85%. With a high sale of $106 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $25.
Yep, Ultimate Black Panther number one, Stefano Caselli. Now it's a $100 book and a 9.8. I think all the CGC books are starting to probably come in rolling in now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who submitted, there's probably going to be a ton that's going to be flooding the market. So, yeah, number three on the list, Ultimate Black Panther, number one, Stefano Caselli regular variant. All right, what do we have for number two? Is it more of the same? Sorry to disappoint you on the last half.
A little bit. Ultimate Spider-Man number one, the Marco Trichetto regular from this year. The trajectory of this book has been nothing short of impressive for a modern comic. It's topped charts for weeks, and it has finally seen a pullback. Near mint fair market value dropped nearly $40 last week, while sales volume was nearly identical. It set the market on fire, but most things run their course in due time. For some catchers itching to get a copy or collectors itching to get a copy of their own, it's becoming more attainable. We tracked 57 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 93% with a high sale of $250 for a 9.8 CGC copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $88. And I think our chat actually predicted this a few weeks back, that just be patient, it would drop a little bit. So
yeah, but 250 bones?
I know that's still insane. It's still
For a 9.8, we're just talking about, you know, this, you know, better to get a raw near mint copy if you can find one for under 50, you know, 30, 40 bucks if possible. You could go on coverprice.com and you could check out raw sales as compared to slab sales, and you can get a better idea. And that's what the whole idea of using the cover price has told us. You know how much you should be spending. Ultimate Spider-Man number one, Marco Trichetto regular, $250 and a 9.8, up 93%. Damn, these books aren't going away anytime soon.
No, not at all.
Which?
Finally, number one, Ultimate Spider-Man number two. The Marco Trichetto regular cover, published by Marvel in 2024. Issue number one continues to maintain a high fair market value, but that's becoming expected at this point. It's the point of entry for the new Ultimate Universe for many fans. Still, issue number two is no slouch in the aftermarket, holding the top spot 3 weeks in a row. It was a little more prevalent and is also a key book sporting the first full appearance in the story of Earth 6160, Spider-Man and Shocker. That and its sports, an engaging story, and a wicked cover. We tracked 80 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 82%, with a high sale of $17 for a raw copy and a current near mint fair market value of $12. There it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going anywhere. Sans Group Collectibles says that Goku's first appearance was Dragon Ball comic, not Dragon Ball Z. So that's interesting. I have to look that up now.
Uh oh.
I'm looking it up as we speak.
Fact checking. Smart people out there, man.
Yeah. Well, there's hardcore, you know, Dragon Ball Z fans, or they're really good Google people as well. I'm not surprised at the Spider-Man book going, because more recent news has been leaked about them doing a new Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man and possibly Andrew Garfield. But I mean, it kind of follows the trajectory, although, you know, he's not. This Ultimate Spider-Man is with MJ, right? So was Peter Parker. That's right. That's forgot. Gwen Stacy was the other Spider-Man's, right?
Yeah, he was the second series.
So I can see. Even in that Spider-Verse movie, that Spider-Man 3 film, he says, "Yeah, he kind of alluded to had a kid and wife, like, you know, he had a life." And then in the animated version, he definitely has Mayday Parker and, you know, and these other things. So they're saying that they had projects lined up for Tobey Maguire to continue on with his film. So.
Yeah,
I don't know. Read the tea leaves, what I have to say. Also, there's reports recently of Shang-Chi 2, which I'm super excited about, featuring Iron Fist.
Iron Fist, really?
Yeah, I don't know where I heard that before, because rest in peace with my man, Mikey Sutton. We dropped this shit like 2 years ago, that the Shang-Chi sequel would feature Iron Fist. And Iron Fist. I had like seven copies of that of the Master Kung Fu Giant Size, which is the first appearance of Danny Rand and Shang-Chi. But it sounds like it's going to be Shang-Chi, and perhaps they're going back in time to visit an Iron Fist from another era, not the Danny Rand version.
Interesting.
So there's a lot of myths on the Iron Fist side, and so
yeah,
it has to do with the Great Protector Dragon and the Shang-Chi films, and then. Of course, to be an Iron Fist, you have to slay a great dragon. And so they're saying that they're descended. Those dragons are descended. So literally Shang-Chi would be up against Iron Fist as opposed to with them. And I always thought the scene from Shang-Chi where they go to Talo and they're all wearing like Iron Fist colors of green and yellow. Yeah. And it's like, holy shit, that's Talo. Maybe they're not going to do it. And they're going to go to, you know, Shaolau and show that dragon. I mean, there's a whole bunch of cool stuff. And it's the same director that did Shang-Chi, which is one of my favorite MCU films, top, you know, five. Maybe, yeah, I really dug it. Martial arts is great, everything else is great, and and some scooper on Twitter kind of ran with that. Our original scoop, well, I didn't ran with it, he used it now because we used it 2 years ago, but you know, Mikey's not here to defend himself, so you know, we did what we did. People who know. So, Laura, any last words for the folks?
Right after this, over on Near Nirvana, we are going to be covering Madeline Pryor. So if you guys are excited about X-Men 97, which we all are, we'll be talking all about the Goblin Queen. So join
us. Yes, I love her. The Inferno is a great read. That's a great read. If you've ever seen it, X-Men Inferno crossover event.
Yep.
Where she goes really evil. I dug it, man. Speaking of evil, Marty, any last words for the folks?
Hey. After the show, join us on Near Nirvana. We're going to be talking about some ladies on there. So
you're going to be talking about
joining everyone.
Madeline Pryor. He's like, just ladies on there. All right. Thank you for the vote of confidence there, Marty. Well, Marty, Laura, JB, and Matt Damon, who can't make it with us this week. We'll see you next for Thursday for the Hub Price Shakers show. We got all the info out for the winner of the 8,000K subs contest. Congratulations to you. You're going to get a bunch of stuff. And thank you all. We're still at over 822 subs now. So
nice.
Growing and growing.
Rolling, man.
They will not let me leave.
Well, you know what they say, man. The hardest is the first 8,000. After that, you're skating.
Is that what they say, Marty?
Yeah, that's what they say. The first 8,000 is the hardest to reach. But once you hit that 8,000, man, you're just packing it on like that.
I'm retiring in 2015. It'll be my 10-year anniversary on YouTube, and I'll be right around
2015.
I'll be 55 years old, so it's time to hang him up or pass along.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, right? We'll right, Lady Laura.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You guys can do a show without me. You guys don't need me. So there you go. All right, guys. We'll see you guys Thursday. Until next time, what do we always say, Laura?
Keep digging in those long boxes.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Nailed.
Legends of the universe. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
Now that's a name I've not heard.
Know that the Lord is
what's in the box?